The only way that we can be who we are created to be. The only way we can experience the life that truly is life. The only way we can experience the life that we would call salvation. The only way that we can experience this life is if Jesus is Lord. I think we know deep down that it just has not been working for us to follow all the other lords we have been following. In the end, those other lords will do nothing but desert us. They can't save us. And we know, too, that we cannot save ourselves. We try, but that hasn't been working either. We need Jesus to be Lord. And Jesus is Lord. And the way that Jesus is Lord, the way that God's love reigns, is through the cross. This is what becomes of all our struggles. This is what becomes of all our shortcomings. This is what becomes of all our brokenness. The cross. This is what it looks like. A bloody mess. And this is also what God's love looks like. The cross. Jesus takes all your brokenness. He takes all the ways that you have failed. He takes all the things you have done but shouldn't have. He takes all of the things that you didn't do but should have. He takes all of your anxiety, your depression, your illness, your grief. Jesus takes sin and death and all that the devil has to throw at us and at him. And Jesus takes them on himself. He who knew no sin became sin itself. He takes all this upon himself. And then he takes them to his death. And in so doing, he says, "It is finished." This is the end of them. Where, O death, is your victory? This is the end. This is the end. And though we may not quite see it yet, in the resurrection, as all that assails us is left in the dust, in the resurrection, the end is the beginning.